football on Off the Ball.
You know, I think you could argue maybe Graham Burke, Jack Byrne, technically right now, are more influential to what Shamrock Rovers do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll preview all the League of Ireland in action on its return from the mid-season break. We'll hear from Stephen Bradley as he wants his Shamrock Rovers side to kick on in the second half of the season. Stephen Kenny wants his team to be harder to break down, and Liverpool get their man Florian Wirtz. But first today, Drogheda United's European involvement remains in doubt. Drogheda have confirmed they won't be allowed to compete in the Conference League due to ownership rules, and they are now taking the case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Drogheda, owned by the Travella Group, qualified for the competition by winning last year's FAI Cup. However, Danish side Silkeborg, who are also under the Travella umbrella, secured a place in the Conference League through their league position. Under UEFA rules, two sides from the same owner can't be in the same European competition. Silkeborg take priority due to their higher league position under UEFA guidelines. Clubs in England have been attempting to get around the ownership rules by placing their ownership in a blind trust. Drogheda haven't revealed if they've made such a move before a deadline, but they have said they are limited in what they can discuss at this time. Two events on the pitch, and the League of Ireland Premier Division is back tonight after the mid-season break. Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers go head-to-head at Talca Park. It's our feature game with live commentary with Jonathan Higgins and Vinnie Perth on News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock tonight. Rovers come into the game top of the league after their nil-all draw at home to Galway, but they did win their previous five games, so they have a six-point lead at the top with 19 games played. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley has reported a clean bill of health ahead of the game, with Lee Grace and Sean Kavanagh both in contention to play. And speaking to their in-house media channel, Bradley says he's looking forward to the second half of the season.
Yeah, like you said, history tells you we get stronger, but a lot of work has to go into making sure that happens. You know, it doesn't just happen. We got to make sure that we're ready to work, we're ready to focus. We know the second part of the season is really important at this club. A lot of big games, a lot of big competitions that we want to go really far in everything, and with that comes big games, so really looking forward to it.
Graham Burke has 6 goals and 4 assists in 19 league games so far this season, and he says that staying healthy is key to his good form.
Yeah, I think it is a massive part of, obviously, over the past couple of seasons I've obviously had a few injuries, you know, which has obviously put me on the sideline, but this season I've obviously been able to stay healthy, so happy with that, yeah.
Champion Shelburne will be hoping for a turnaround in their fortunes after a sticky opening 19 games. Damien Duff can boast a full bill of health for what he says is the first time in 4 years. Paddy Barrett, Sean Gannon and Conor Kearns are all set to be available in the second half of the season, as well as young defender Lewis Temple. Shells are 9 points behind tonight's opponents, and they'll be looking for what could prove to be a vital 3 points. The games between the sides earlier this season both finished in draws. There was that handshake incident overshadowing the last meeting between the pair. Kick-off at Talca Park tonight is 7:45. Drogheda United will aim to put those European issues to the back of their minds when they travel to Inchicore to take on St Pat's. Kevin Doherty's side will still be pleased with their opening half of the season. 30 points from 19 games. They're second in the table with just 3 losses so far. They drew 2 all the way to Waterford last time out, but they have just 1 win in their last 5 league games. The Drogs are missing a few players as well, with Alicia Uy suspended, Josh Thomas and Paul Doyle are injured, and James Bulger is rated as doubtful. St Pat's have had problems of their own so far this season, with many heralding Stephen Kenny's side as one of the favourites at the start of the campaign. However, 8 wins, 5 draws and 6 losses in their first 19 games isn't exactly league winning form, but they will be buoyed by the fact they're only 7 points off the top. Pats beat Sligo Rovers 1-0 before the break thanks to an Aidan Keane penalty. And speaking to Jamie Moore, boss Stephen Kenny wants his side to start keeping more clean sheets.
Yeah, I think it was important to keep a clean sheet because, you know, we haven't kept enough of them recently, and so we can use that as a building block in that regard and make sure we have that defensive solidity, which gives you a great platform to win games with players who can score goals. And you know, so yeah, we're at home on Friday, and you know, the players enjoy playing in Richmond Park, and we're looking forward to it.
And with the game set to come thick and fast with the FAI Cup and European campaigns to get underway, Pat's defender Ryan McLaughlin feels that the strength of their squad should help them get by.
Yeah, no, exactly. It just gives us a wee bit of a chance to recharge the batteries. Obviously, there's a lot of a lot of games being played in May, and there's a lot of games in June as well. But that's why we've got a good squad. Everyone's good enough to be playing, so you know, there's good competition for places, and that obviously drives the training standards as well. So now we're all looking forward to the month ahead.
Cork City haven't too many happy memories so far this season. Cork have won just two games on the return to the Premier Division, both at Turner's Cross, including a 2-1 win over tonight's opponents, Bohemians, back in February. Bows have won 7 of their last 9 matches, but Cork were much improved under Ger Nash in the 1-1 draw with Shelburne 2 weeks ago. Alex Lacey and Connor Parsons are both ruled out for Bows with hamstring injuries. Cork remain without Benny Couto and Rory Keating. New signing Fiacra Kelleher won't be available until July. Both Derry City and Galway United entered the mid-season break in the bottom half of the table, knowing good things had been achieved so far this year, but they can certainly do better. Derry are very much a work in progress under Tiernan Lynch. It remains to be seen if they can muster a title challenge with Europe the first target. Galway have become an established team in the Premier Division now and are looking to make the breakthrough to the top four themselves. Derry were beaten by both Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians before the break, so a response will be needed here. Galway added a new player to their ranks this week in Malcolm Shaw. The 29-year-old Trinidad and Tobago international joins the club, having spent most of his career in the Canadian Premier League. He will be available from the 1st of July. All of tonight's games in the Premier Division are underway at 7:45. Tomorrow, Sligo Rovers play Waterford at the Showgrounds. Sligo are bottom. They'll be hoping for a much better second half of the season. Just 12 points from their opening 18 games. Waterford will also be hoping for a turnaround in their fortunes. They are in 8th place with 23 points. They'll have their sights set on climbing up the table. They are 11 points ahead of Sligo. Sligo won at the RSC when the two sides met in April, a 4-0 win. Waterford captain Padraig Ammon says they've come a long way since then, though.
Cost the manager his job. Not specifically that game, but obviously it was a build-up of games, but it obviously happens after that. So, yeah, it just wasn't good enough. We were miles away from... If you look at that performance compared to what we've seen since, even just the effort on the pitch and stuff like that, and just wasn't good enough for whatever reason that was. But there's a line drawn in the sand now, and City, I think we have turned the corner and we're in a better place now.
There's also First Division action tonight as well. League leaders Dundalk will look to press on with their 6-point advantage over Cove Ramblers in second. Dundalk welcome UCD to Oriel Park tonight, and with Sligo Rovers to come at home in the Cup, Dundalk boss Kieran Kilduff says his side are an attractive proposition ahead of the reopening of the transfer window and push for two competitions.
We're a very attractive proposition, more so than maybe when I first came in, when it was, are we still going to be alive? Now all of a sudden we're unbeaten, top of the First Division, looking like we're trying to get back on track. There'll definitely be some additions, there has to be. We, like I said, teenagers, and by the way, those teenagers aren't going to be cast aside because of this. It's just to help us, that we don't want to be that thin. As much as I said, we still didn't fill the bench. Do you know what I mean? So we have injuries, some are long term, some are nearly back. But yeah, there has to be a couple of additions, included with a couple of lads who are getting over their injuries. I think we'll be strong for the second half of the season. That's what we want. I want competition. I want competition for the bench, not just the pitch. I want lads pushing each other all the time, and they really are a great group. They're a brilliant competitive group. They are hungry. We kill each other. Do you know what I mean? Daily. But it's for a betterment, and it's in the right way, and it's channeled properly, and I think that's bringing us success, and we ain't about to change that model. We'll add a few to it and see if they can keep up, but that's the objective.
Elsewhere, Athlone Town are at home to Kerry. Finn Harps have home advantage against Wexford, and Treaty United host Bray Wanderers. Liverpool have agreed a fee of €136 million with Bayer Leverkusen for Florian Wirtz. The initial fee is €117 million, with the rest made up of add-ons. Wirtz is expected to sign a 5-year deal at Anfield. It represents a club record fee for Liverpool and a potential British transfer record should those add-ons be activated. Liverpool submitted an improved offer of €134 million for the Leverkusen playmaker after Liverpool's €130 million approach for the 22-year-old the previous week was rejected. Liverpool hadn't intended to meet Leverkusen's reported asking price of €150 million for Wirtz, whose contract at the German club runs through to 2027. He was also targeted by Bayern Munich and Manchester City this summer. The German midfielder scored 16 goals and had 15 assists in 45 matches last season. And Thomas Frank says he's left a big piece of his heart at Brentford after he's agreed to take over at Tottenham. The Dane, who established the West London club in the Premier League during his 7 years in charge, has sent an open letter to the club's fans. He's thanked them for giving him a chance to pursue his dreams and says his time there is something he'll cherish for life. Frank's agreed a 3-year deal with Spurs, who sacked Ange Postecoglou last week despite winning the Europa League, the club's first trophy in 17 years. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. Remember to hit subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this coming to you free of charge every weekday. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more on Monday.